Joining me is Ambassador Benjamin Krasner, who is from Israel's Ministry of Foreign Affairs and has been visiting South Africa with the Israeli Embassy. Ambassador, thank you so much for joining us again. Last time we spoke to you, which was at the end of last week, we were talking about the opening of the skies to foreigners in Israel who can't get out and potentially people in South Africa and elsewhere who want to get to Israel. Can you just update us on what is the latest situation?
Well, thank you, Paula, again, and happy to be here today. You know, as you're all following, the situation is quite dynamic. Our airspace is not fully open yet. And so obviously commercial carriers are not traveling yet. The four Israeli carriers, El Al, Arkia, Israel, and Air Haifa, have begun operating flights, giving first priority to their own customers who have been stranded. But I understand that they've also opening up now possibilities of reserving, again, I'm talking about on inbound flights to Israel, for Israelis wanting to come home. They're opening up that option. But it's at a very, again, for safety reasons, it has to be at a slow pace. It's right now officially, as far as I know, at two flights an hour. There are some additional routes that have been opened. There was a route that one of the airlines is operating that goes via Aqaba and has a shuttle service right across the airport. But I think there are considerations that people have to decide if that's their safest route. El Al, I know, had opened an option of people signing up for a boat that would go through. So it's not, obviously it's not business as usual. We don't yet have the volume that we all are used to. We don't have the ability yet for people from Israel to travel out, although that's also begin to opening, but it's a slow process. And obviously, the people who are in Israel, the citizens of Israel, the people who live in Israel are facing, obviously severe challenges of their own. And I think that we have to be realistic about that. So, again, that's really the situation as best as I can describe it right now.
Ambassador, last night's U.S. attack was a tremendous success for Israel, the United States, and the world. Iran is now threatening, and has been for some time, the Straits of Hormuz. Do you think that the U.S. would consider that a direct attack?
The Strait of Hormuz is obviously a vital transport route for almost 20% of world oil exports, not only from Iran, but also from countries in the Gulf. And I think that that's, people have to remember that. And I think that many countries would be impacted by it, including countries who today are getting oil from Iran, including China, who receives most of Iran's exports end up in China. So again, it's not just an American issue, it's not an Israeli issue, it's an issue for international waterways, for international markets. And again, I think that we're all watching it carefully.
Not to make light of the American assistance last night, but why do you think that the U.S. is reluctant to enter the war with Israel in a more substantial way?
I don't think there's an issue that. The U.S. has observed, as everyone else does, that Iran and Iran's nuclear weapons program and was a threat to international security and to American interests in the world and in the region. Okay, they understood that Iran was not serious about negotiating. Iran was given that opportunity. Iran was continuing to try to pull one over the eyes of everyone and continue developing this program alongside the ballistic missile program. And it became apparent that they were not serious about trying to deal. They were trying to do serious about deceiving everyone. And I think that that's really what it came down to. And then, as you know, Israel has done a tremendous job in terms of our own operations in those 10 days. And the President of the United States was committed and made it very clear, and with a very clear timeline, that he would not allow Iran to get nuclear weapons.
Mr. Ambassador, I've been interviewing different people, and you know, the more people you interview, the more different opinions you get. So we have heard some say that they think this could become a war of attrition and go on for months, and then we've had others say that it could be over in days. What is your sense?
Listen, I certainly hope that it can be done in a matter of days, but I think the entire Israel, as well as its allies in the international community, all understand that the only way this could end is with a clear understanding that Iran will not get nuclear weapons and will not be able to develop ballistic missiles to create a threat towards Israel. That's all it takes to do it. It may mean that they agreed to go back to a diplomatic route and it's achieved through that way. That would probably be preferred by everyone. But as I said, until we know we're going to get there, I don't see that this ends.
Do you think that this conflict could escalate into a wider regional war, and is Israel prepared for that if it should happen?
I don't believe that's happening. I don't think that most of the countries in the region want that to happen. I don't think that's in the cards. I think actually most of the countries in the region are actually quietly admiring the work that Israel has done to hopefully remove a threat to the entire region.